Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 10, text 8. I'm sorry, text 7. Tad vilakhya viyad vyapi puskaram jad adhishthitam anena lokan prag linan kalpitasmiti achintaya tadvilakka viyad vyapi puskaram jad adhishthitam anena lokan prag linan kalpitasmiti achintaya. God's translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter he saw that the lotus on which he was situated was spread throughout the universe, and he contemplated how to create all the planets which were previously merged in that very same lotus. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The seeds of all the planets in the universe were impregnated in the lotus on which Brahma was situated. All the planets were already generated by the Lord, and all the living entities were also born in Brahma. The material world and the living entities were all already generated in seedling forms by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Brahma was to disseminate the same seedling all over the universe. The real creation is therefore called Sarga, and later on the manifestation by Brahma is called Visarga. Repeating the translation again. Therefore he saw that the lotus on which he was situated was spread throughout the universe, and he contemplated how to create all the planets which were previously merged into that very same lotus. So the creation, the secret or the mystery of creation is being revealed herein. Maitreya Rishi is revealing the secret of this material creation to Vidura. When Vidura was traveling, he left home just before the battle of Kurukshetra, and he was traveling as a wandering mendicant from different places of pilgrimage, and while traveling in that way he came across Maitreya Rishi, and Maitreya Rishi started to impart the knowledge unto him. In the beginning, Maitreya Rishi actually revealed the very exalted position of Vidura. He told him that you have been very mercifully treated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, personally requested me to impart this knowledge unto you. And Krishna actually instructed the knowledge to Maitreya, and then Maitreya Rishi was instructed by Krishna to further transmit the knowledge to Vidura, because Vidura was very dear to Krishna. And here we are seeing how Maitreya Rishi is explaining how the creation actually began. In the beginning of creation, Brahma first prayed to the Supreme Personality of God. A living entity who is aware of his real position knows how insignificant he is, and he understands the very, very wonderful position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he realizes that without the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even a blade of grass doesn't move. What to speak of our being able to do anything? Nothing in this material nature happens. Nothing actually takes place without the sanction or approval of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, A person who is situated in knowledge will always approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead for His mercy before he tries to do anything, knowing well that it is only by the mercy of the Lord that anything is possible. On the other hand, the materialistic people, driven by their false ego, always think that they are the doer. But that kind of people have been described as mudhas. Mudha means very much in ignorance. Those who are very much in ignorance, they are called mudha. Ahamkara bimhur atma kartaham iti manate. Mudha means one who is in deep, deep ignorance. And bimhura means one who is specially mudha. So this is only the special type of fool, being bewildered by their false ego, think themselves to be the doer. Therefore, a devotee, the first thing he realizes or the first thing he tries to cultivate is a mood of surrender, knowing well that the false ego, the covering of false ego, is the greatest snare of this material nature. The more we think that we are the doers, the more we become covered by, more we become entangled by the bondage of this material nature. Therefore, if one wants to become free from the bondage of this material nature, then he must become surrendered. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to teach this process of surrender. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, jibe daya kori, shaparshad shiyodham, shaho avotori, ottanto durlabho prem koribare dan, shikhaye sharanagoti, bhakotero pran. Very mercifully, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world in order to bestow his special compassion upon the living entity, conditioned living entity. Jive daya kori. And how he came? Shaparshad shiyodham, shaho avotori. He descended along with his associates and his eternal abode. And the eternal abode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this Navadvip Mayapur Dham. This is actually Mahaprabhu's eternal abode. And Mahaprabhu descended with his abode. Shiyodham shaho avotori. Ottanto durlabho prem koribare dan, in order to bestow a very, very rare love of Krishna. Krishna prem is actually very rare. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhav, Shakhi Prinda Shriman Mahaprabhu. It has been described that this Krishna prem is rare even for Brahma and Lord Shiva. Brahmaro durlabho prem shabakare jate. This love of Krishna, the pure devotional service unto Radha Krishna, is rare even for Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi Devi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought not only this love of Godhead, but shabakare jache. He is going to everybody and requesting them to accept this love. The love that is very rare for the greatest of the personalities. Mahaprabhu is begging everybody to receive that love. And then, shabakare jate. And how does one receive that love? Prerequisite for receiving that love, sharanagati, or surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. If one becomes surrendered to Krishna and doesn't become surrendered to His devotees, he is not actually a devotee. He has been considered to be a prakrita bhakta or kanishtha bhakta, a neophyte devotee. Archayam eva haraye, pujam ya shuddhaye hate, নতদ ভক্তেশু চান্নেশু স্বভক্ত প্রাকৃত স্মৃত। রূপ গোস্বামী ইজ ডিফাইনিং ডিসক্রাইবিং দিস থার্ড ক্লাস ডিভোটি অর মেটিরিয়ালিস্টিক ডিভোটি। প্রাকৃত ভক্ত অর্চয়মেব হরয়, হি ওয়ার্শিপ দ্য ডেইটি অফ দ্য লর্ড উইথ রেসপেক্ট, পূজাং যা শ্রদ্ধায়। বাট নতদ ভক্তেশু চান্নেশু স্বভক্ত প্রাকৃত স্মৃত, বাট হি ডজ নট রেকগনাইজ হিজ ডিভোটি। সো আনলেস এন্ড আনটিল ওয়ান রেকগনাইজেস দ্য এলিভেটেড পজিশন অফ দ্য সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড হেড, হি ক্যানট অ্যাকচুয়ালি বি কনসিডার্ড অ্যাজ এ ডিভোটি। Actually, we have to understand that he did not really recognize the elevated position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can one accept or how can one recognize the Lord as the Supreme but does not recognize his associate or his devotee? If we recognize the elevated position of the Lord, then along with that, we automatically recognize the elevated position of his devotees. Prabhupada used to say, love me, love my dog. If you love me, then you love my dogs as well. Similarly, Krishna's position, or Krishna feels that if you love me, then you love my devotees also. But if somebody says, Krishna, I love you, but I can't stand your devotees, then he is not, Krishna will never be pleased with him. How can one expect to receive the mercy of the Father if he does not recognize or if he does not display his concern and affection for his son? If one is cruel to the son, can he ever expect that the Father will bestow his mercy upon him? Never. On the other hand, Prabhupada used to say that the best way to receive the mercy of the Father is by pleasing his son. Prabhupada gave the example, like it's very difficult to please a very rich person. A very rich person has everything, no matter whatever you give him, how expensive things, how expensive gifts you give him, he will not be impressed because he has everything. But it is very easy to please his little son just by giving him a small candy or a sweet or a toy. We can please the son. And when the son is pleased, then the father automatically becomes pleased. The father thinks, oh, my son is very friendly or very very favorably disposed to this person. So he is a nice man. So I will... treat him nicely also. Similarly, if we want to approach Krishna, the best way to approach, not only the best way, the only way to approach Krishna is through his devotees. It is impossible to please Krishna. Now, Krishna will never be pleased. If anybody directly tries to approach Krishna, Krishna will never be pleased. On the other hand, Krishna will consider him to be his competitor. Those associates of Krishna who are guarding the doors, guarding the gates of Vaikuntha, will never allow him to enter into Vaikuntha. Because this person is not favorably disposed to the devotees of Krishna. And in Vaikuntha, Krishna is surrounded by his devotees. So if he goes to Vaikuntha, if that person is allowed to go to Vaikuntha, or the spiritual sky, he'll simply create disturbance there. Therefore, the first thing that a devotee must learn is how to become favorably disposed to other devotees. So that is the Madhyamadhikar platform. Ishware tadodhineshu balisheshu dvisatsucha prema maitri kripa upekha ja karoti sa madhyama. The Madhyamadhika devotee is the one who has love for Krishna. Ishware prema tad adhineshu Maitri. He has friendship towards his devotees. Balisheshu Kripa, and to the innocent he has compassion, mercy. And those who are offensive, he has disregard for them, upekha. So this is a Madhyam Adhikari devotee. He makes discrimination, but this discrimination is not based on his personal consideration. This discrimination is based on Krishna in the center, based with Krishna in the center. He has love for Krishna, and those who love Krishna, he has friendship towards them. Those who didn't receive Krishna, those innocent, for them he has compassion, thinking, oh, these people do not know Krishna. So let me reveal Krishna's identity to them so that they can become devotees someday. And those who are offensive to Krishna, they simply avoid them, knowing well that their association is very, very detrimental to spiritual advancement. And Uttam Adhikar, the first class devotee is one who is sarva bhuteshu japashet bhagavad bhavam atmana. The definition of a first class devotee is that one who sees the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every living entity. Sarva bhuteshu japashet bhagavad bhavam atmana. He sees that every living entity is a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in the heart of every living entity, and in this way the Lord is manifested in every living entity, and every living entity is engaged in rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But for himself, he thinks that he could not become a devotee. This is the one of the preliminary aspects, the first aspect of Sharanagati, Doinna. A feeling oneself to be very, very small. Everyone else is great. Everyone else is rendering devotion, a pure devotional service unto Krishna. Only I could not become a devotee. I could not become engaged in devotional service. My mind is constantly absorbed in exploiting this material nature for the sake of my sense gratification. That is the sincere mood of a first class devotee. Bonchitoshmi, bonchitoshmi, bonchitoshmi nasamshayo, vishva gaura rashe magnam, sparsha mohimam, na bhavet. Prabodhananda Saraswati is expressing this mood. Although he was a very, very intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed his special mercy unto Prabodhananda Saraswati, and the Prabodhananda Saraswati also wrote many wonderful anecdotes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But that person is saying that I have been deprived. The whole world has become inundated with the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with the love of Godhead. But I couldn't even get the touch of it. Sparsha mukti mang na bhavet. So this is one of the first manifestations, one of the first symptoms of Sharanagati. Sharanagati has, or surrender has, six aspects. Doinna is the first one, feeling oneself to be very, very humble. Atma Nivedanam, surrendering oneself to the lotus feet of Krishna and his devotees. Doinna Atma Nivedan, Goptritse Varon, accepting Krishna as the Lord and Master. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwas Palon, that to have the complete faith that Krishna will protect me in all circumstances. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwas Palon. Bhakti Anukul Matra Karjero Shikar, Bhakti Pratikul Karjo Borjan Angikar. Accepting whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness and rejecting whatever is detrimental to Krishna consciousness. Sharanga Sharanagati Hoibe Jahar Tahar Prarthana Shune Brajendra Kumar. Who develops this Sharanagati with these six different symptoms, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Brajendra Kumar, Krishna, listen to his prayer. Krishna will listen to our prayer only when we become surrendered unto him and his devotees through this process of Sharanagati. So this Sharanagati was very wonderfully displayed by Brahma here in the beginning of creation. He saw how unqualified he was, and he very openly accepted that position and expressed his inability to the Supreme Personality of God. That I am completely unable to do anything, and you are the cause of all causes. And you please empower me, you please allow me to be able to function according to your desire. That is the prayer of a devotee. A devotee simply wants to be a puppet in the hands of the Supreme Personality of God. Prabhupada also expressed that mood wonderfully. When Prabhupada was going to America, he wrote some poems in the ship, and in one of the prayers, he actually prayed to Krishna, that Krishna tabo punno habe bhai, e punno koribe jabe, radharani khushi habe, dhubo oti boli tomatai. Krishna, I emphatically tell you that you will be able to please Srimati Radharani very much if you listen to my prayer. And what is the prayer? Shri Siddhanta Saraswati Shochishuta Priyoyoti Jaya Shri Shri Radha Madhava Sriman Mahaprabhu Shakti Priyoyoti. That my spiritual master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi. And he desired that Krishna consciousness should spread all over the world, in every nook and corner of this world, in every town and village. And now, I am going, although I do not have any ability to do anything, but at this old age, knowing myself completely unable to do anything, I have embarked upon this impossible mission simply in order to please my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And then he is saying that I have a name which is very elaborate. I have a name, Bhakti Vedanta, but actually I do not have bhakti, nor do I have the understanding of the Vedanta. Bhakti nai, ved nai, name oti daro, bhakti Vedanta nam, ebe shatthot karo. I do not have devotion, bhakti. I do not have the knowledge of the Vedas, but I have a very big name. But you please make my name successful by allowing me to fulfill the desire of my spiritual master. And in this prayer, Prabhupada mentioned that you have brought me here into the Western world. I do not know why. But just let me be a puppet in your hand, and let me dance like a puppet. And you simply pull the string. So this is the mood of a devotee. A devotee feels that he is simply a puppet in the hands of his spiritual master, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's his desire, to become just an instrument in the hand of the Guru and Krishna, the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then when Krishna plays through us, when Krishna makes us an instrument and plays through us, then that is the most wonderful thing. When Krishna picks up the flute and Krishna plays the flute, actually flute, Bangshi, in the spirit, in Vrindavan, is a personality. In the Krishna book or in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you must have read how Bangshi is a person. And because Bangshi became a very intimate associate of Krishna, the entire family of the bamboo, the entire bamboo family has become glorified. Because the flute is made out of a bamboo. And because one of their family members became a pure devotee of Krishna, became so intimate, such an intimate associate of Krishna, therefore the entire, the bamboo clan, entire bamboo dynasty has become glorified. So in this way, devotees feel glorified, devotees feel elated when they see that the other devotees are making spiritual advancement. Just as Jayapataka Maharaj was explaining yesterday in the class, that Srimati Radharani, the devotees want to push Srimati Radharani to come to Krishna, to become united with Krishna. And Radharani also wants that all the devotees should become united with Krishna. So that is the mood of a devotee. Devotee never thinks that it is only my exclusive prerogative to be with Krishna and everybody else should be excluded. No, on the other hand, the devotee feels that let everybody else go forward and I will simply assist others. But when the other devotees go forward, they do not leave the other devotee who is pushing them behind. They also, on their turn, bring him forward and give him his proper position. And that is the most wonderful aspect of the spiritual nature. Therefore, the spiritual nature is in complete harmony. In the material nature, all kinds of discords are created because of our false ego. Because we are trying to stop others to come forward and take his place, take their places next to Krishna, or to take their respective position. In the material platform, due to a false ego, we try to obstruct others to come forward. Whereas in the spiritual platform, the natural tendency is to put everybody else into his respective position. And when that mood prevails, then Vaikuntha becomes manifest. Prabhupada exemplified that by saying that how in spiritual nature everything is in perfect harmony. Prabhupada gave the example, take a handful of pebbles and throw them in the water. And those pebbles, as they fall on the surface, fall on the water, on the surface, they'll create ripples of waves, and those waves will keep on increasing, getting larger and larger, and at certain point those waves will clash with each other. But if we take those pebbles and start throwing them on the same point one after another, then those pebbles also, as they fall on the water, will create a circle of waves, and those waves also will keep increasing, but they'll never clash with each other. And that is the spiritual nature. The spiritual nature, in the spiritual nature, with Krishna in the center, everyone is trying to do whatever he can. And because everyone is doing everything for the sake of Krishna, there is no conflict, there is no clash. But in the material nature, because we are trying to do everything for our individual selves, therefore we create our own circle of waves. And those waves, at certain point or other, keep clashing with each other. Therefore, as long as in the material nature, the conflict is bound to be there. We can never avoid that. Because we all are trying to steal Krishna's property and use them in our sense gratification. Prabhupada once said that it's like a bunch of thieves trying to share the booty lawfully. Like they stole, the thieves stole something, and after stealing, they are trying to legally share it among themselves. Basic concept is wrong, so where is any question of law in this material nature, or being just in this material nature? To begin with, we all are a bunch of lawbreakers, we all are a bunch of thieves. So if we want to atone for our crime, then we must become surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, recognize His position, recognize that everything belongs to Him, and recognize that He is taking care of us, and our only business is to render service unto Him. Ishavashyam idam sarvam jatkincha jagatvam jagat tena taktena vrindhita ma griha kashya siddha. Everything belongs to Krishna, and Krishna is taking care of everyone. Krishna has given the quota for everyone, and everybody should be satisfied with the quota that Krishna has given for him. And ma griha kashya siddha, and never covet others' possession, never greed upon others' accomplishment. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any comments from the learned assembly? Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Sometimes when the devotees, they feel that by following the system that you mentioned, one thinking, spreading Krishna consciousness, somehow they're missing out on Bhava Bhakti or some form of pure Raga, Marg. How do you bestow this knowledge?
Yes, sometimes some devotees think that while going out in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching mission, they miss out on Bhava Bhakti or Raganuga Bhakti. They are actually missing out the higher aspects of devotional service. Jayapataka Maharaj asked a question. Actually, he is asking the question for our education. So I will request Maharaj to first empower me so that I can answer the question properly. There is another saying by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Jatha jatha gaura padara vinde, vinde to bhakti kritopunja rashi, tatha tathut sarpati didi akoshmat, radha padam bhoja sudham varashi. As one becomes attached to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, jatha jatha gaura padara vinde, binde to bhakti kritapunja rashi, due to his heaps of pious activities, developed his attachment to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became engaged in his sankirtan movement. Tatha tathut sarvati vidhi akoshmat. Accordingly, all of a sudden from within his heart, he will experience the inundation of Srimati Radharani's mercy, flooding his entire consciousness. So the higher levels, the higher accomplishments of spiritual life, devotional service, like as Maharaj said, like Raga Bhakti or Prema Bhakti, in order to receive them, we do not have to separately endeavor. Actually, we have to remember that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give it to us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going from person to person begging them that please receive this love. So we do not have to separately endeavor to receive that love. We simply have to become surrendered at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that loving devotional service, prema bhakti, will automatically develop. And that is, how does one become surrendered, how does one become attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet? By becoming attached to Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Jatha jatha gaura padara vinde. Like Mahaprabhu came with his Sankirtan. And this Sankirtan, we must remember, is non-different from Rasa Leela in Vrindavan. What is Rasa Leela in Vrindavan? The same thing is Sankirtan in Navadvipa. In Vrindavan, Krishna in his Madhurya Ras, performing his Rasa dance with his eternal associate, the gopis of Vrindavan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa is displaying the other part, the same Rasa dance is manifested in Navadvipa in the form of Sankirtan, in Odarja Ras. Mahaprabhu is distributing that Krishna prema through Sankirtan. What is Rasa Mandali in Vrindavan is Shiva Shangan in Mayapur. In Shiva Shangan, Mahaprabhu started the Sankirtan. Shiva Shangan is the place where Mahaprabhu used to chant Sankirtan along with his associates every night. And that Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still going on. Adda piho nitto lila kore gaura rai, kono kono bhagyobane dekhi pare pai. Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Shiva Shangan is still going on. In Mayapur Navadvipa, Mahaprabhu's pastimes are still going on. Only some fortunate ones are able to see that. So when one becomes involved in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, then he automatically will become involved in Krishna's Rasa Leela. But a devotee should not try to trespass into Krishna's very intimate pastime. A follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is happy just being engaged in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Therefore, there is no need to separately make an endeavor for Raga Bhakti or Prema Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti or Prema Bhakti. Those who do, they actually run a very great risk. We must remember that soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, a very gross misconception enters into Mahaprabhu's mission. Those who are trying to follow Mahaprabhu's movement, many of them became misled by all kinds of misconception, and the grossest form of misconception was actually to try to enter into Radha Krishna's pastime without being properly qualified. So for a devotee in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of Rupanuga Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya and Prabhupadanuga Sampradaya, will simply want to become engaged in Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. And then it will automatically happen, as it has been said, Tatha Tathut Sarpati Ridhi Akushma. Ridhi means in the heart. Akushmat means all of a sudden. So this is a clear indication that we do not have to separately make an endeavor for Raganuga Bhakti or Ragatmika Bhakti. It will automatically happen. Tatha Tathut Sarpati Ridhi Akushmat Radha Padambho Yashudham Bharash. The Shuddha, the nectar, the inundation of nectar that flows from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Actually, Srimati Radharani is the reservoir of Prema Bhakti. So this Prema Bhakti will automatically happen, will automatically manifest all of a sudden as we become engaged in Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. So Maharaj, what is it? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Shri Shri Radha Madhava Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan Yagya Ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki.